Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Tuesday, January 18th. Today on Forbes, Trump's SPAC investors do not know what they are buying. Donald Trump's new venture, which is aiming to launch a Twitter rival, made several big announcements last month. First, the business said it struck agreements to raise $1 billion of cash. Second, it admitted that it was under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Third, it revealed that Devin Nunes, a loyal Trump ally in the House of Representatives, would be leaving Congress to become its chief executive. Investors reacted with some caution, but more enthusiasm. On December 6th, shares trickled down 3%, possibly in response to news of the SEC investigation, which Senator Elizabeth Warren had suggested the commission consider. The next day, the stock jumped 17%, as Trump fans seemed to focus on the cash injection and new hire. Shares soared another 28% the day after that, before eventually falling to $51 a couple weeks ago. Overall, as of a few weeks ago, since the announcement, they're up 13%. The retail investors pushing up the price do not know what they are buying. Sure, they understand that they are investing in a special purpose acquisition company, or a SPAC, rather than a traditional business. Traders still cannot purchase shares of Trump's company, the Trump Media and Technology Group. Instead, they have to acquire stock in a SPAC, essentially just a pile of cash, with the understanding that it will merge with Trump's group and therefore give them a stake in the combined entity. But they have no clue how many shares will exist in the company after the merger, which means they don't know what percentage of the venture they are actually buying. SPACs often come with tricks and surprises that can harm retail investors, but this particular SPAC features additional booby traps. The current owners of the Trump Media and Technology Group will receive anywhere from 86 million to 126 million shares as part of the merger. In addition, the institutional investors who just agreed to pump $1 billion into the venture will get about 30 million to 100 million shares. Taken together, that means there are 110 million shares that may or may not be a part of the company. It's a bad setup for the little guys. If the stock does well, the current owners of Trump's business will receive more shares. If the stock does poorly, the big money investors will get more. Regardless of which way it moves, mom-and-pop shareholders will end up diluted, leaving them with a smaller percentage of the combined business. For full coverage, check out Dan Alexander's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.